Welcome, you guys. Welcome to the Lord Petty podcast, or the podcast called Lord Petty. Who gives a flank? Thank you for being here, dude. This is a monumental moment. This is a legendary time in history because this might be one of the last podcasts I ever record before World War III breaks out. You thought I was going to say podcast ever, but that's not going to be the case because I'm probably never going to stop because I don't learn my lessons. I don't know when to stop. That is my toxic trait, and that is the things that has made me and will make me a ton of goddamn U.S. dollars. Green Benjis. You sons of bitches. I love you guys. Please love this video. Please like it. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Tell a friend. Bring a friend. Are you tired of this thing not being huge? I could give a fuck less because I'm just going to sit in my trailer and drink beer anyway. So I don't care. But you want to be the first to put some money onto something? Then share this podcast. Do what you got to do because World War III is coming around. And hopefully you'll be listening to this in the trenches while you're getting shot at by a fucking, I don't even know, by some Ukrainian midget or something. I don't know who the fuck we're going to fight. But we're going to be fighting somebody. But I'm not because I'm going to dodge the draft. Because you think I'm going to go fight in a butthole Biden war? You got me all the way fucked up. There's no way I'm going to go fight in a war. Why would I go fight in a war? I don't care. Oh, Israel's stirring things up again. Israel's stirring the pop up. We can't talk about it. Germans are just watching everybody else finally come to the conclusion like, huh, maybe these people love to stir the pot and take everybody's money and do terrible things to other. I don't know, dude. Oh, my God. Are the JOOs that bad? Who knows? I don't know. I don't know shit about. Fuck. Oh, we finally swore. Are we clear? 2 minutes in? Who cares? If we get demonetized, you think I give a flying fuck? I don't, dude. The wife's gone. The wife's took the kids to baseball in Portland. And I'm here just chilling by myself, bumping Creed, bumping Godsmack. Trying to get the Camaro running tonight and talking shit about the JOOs. Could life get any better? I don't think it could. And you know what? I'm going to turn down the AC or turn up the AC. I don't know which one it is. Whichever one makes it colder. I guess it's turning it down because the AC's got to work harder. So you're technically turning it up, but you're turning the temperature down to make the AC turn harder. So I don't know. What do definitions mean? Definitions are all sorts of skewed. And who cares? It doesn't matter. I talk about those all the time. I think this is the most common thing I've ever said on this podcast. If you were to take a transcript and run it through a filter and be like, what is the most common thing said on the Lord Petty podcast? Would probably be, it doesn't matter. Because not much matters at all. Not much matters at all. And we get so worked up about the littlest fucking things and it really doesn't. Because before you know it, one of them Oppenheimer jounts might drop on us. We have no idea. Like, oh, we're just minding our business, working our dumb little jobs, right? Minding our business, drinking our PBRs, working on our Camaros, doing whatever we got to do. And before we know it, a ball of flames and fury might fall from the sky of a scale we've never seen before. Because Kim Jong-un and Butthole Biden or Big 45 or whoever the F it's going to be that's in office, and Iran, Israel. Of course, Israel will be the core of the problems. Something will happen, then the rest of us got to get our skin melted away by some atomic bomb, even though we just like, what's the difference between me and some you Russian guy? Nothing. What's the difference between me and some Palestinian guy? Nothing. What's the difference between me and like any man on anywhere on the planet? Is absolutely nothing. We just want to make some money, fall in love, have our wives, have our kids, buy a nice house, have a car, hang out with our friends, have some drinks or two. We're all the same. We are all the same. Us men everywhere across the fucking planet. It doesn't matter. What's the difference between me and an African man? Nothing. What's the difference between me and a fucking Jewish man? Nothing except the Jews probably ransacking your bank account. There's no difference between any of us. We all want the same thing, and we keep getting caught up in these fucking conflicts because of these goddamn rich lizard people. They're not going to go fight the wars. Their kids aren't going to go fight the wars. They're like, oh, we got to start this wars. Oh, because it's going to make the stock price rocket. They're not going to go fight it. They're not going to go send their kids to fight it. They're going to send people like you and I are going to go kill each other over what? When you're sitting in that fucking foxhole and somebody shoots at you, right? And then you get these people on social media or something like that. They'll be like, oh, you're a coward. You're a coward if you don't want to go. Yeah, because you're not going to have to fight it. You're not going to have to go. It's going to be motherfuckers like me that are going to have to go. And you know what? I don't want to kill anybody. I want peace. And I want to be left the fuck alone from all you people. You sick bastards. You sick fucks. I'm not fighting your war. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dodge the draft. If there's a draft, I'm dodging it, dude. I'm not catching bullets over some bullshit. I don't give a flying fuck, bro. I pay my taxes. I do my shit. Would I pay my taxes if I didn't have to? Absolutely not. I wouldn't pay my taxes. Fuck paying taxes. Sons of bitches, dude. What do we want to talk about today? That was just the intro. Are you excited for this podcast? Because that was just the intro. Yeah, I didn't save anything. The only thing I have on my phone is FatCon, so let's look up FatCon. hell yeah, dude. So let's do this. I wanna, FatCon. I stand alone inside. All right, I couldn't find FatCon, so I don't know if that's a made-up thing or not. But I found this video, and it's Fat Acceptance Cringe TikTok compilation. So let's check this out.
Oh no, it's your daily reminder that fat women are beautiful. I know people gotta be upset. You spend your whole life trying not to be a fat bitch because you think it's like the worst thing in the world. And then you see a broad like me, just a big fucking behemoth.
Where do you buy those pants?
My best life. That's just gotta hurt.
Yeah, but you're gonna die really early.
I'm gonna use these because I don't have those.
Okay. Wait, like actually though?
Who has seen Norbit?
Ma'am.
Wait, did she just have a... Oh, that's Patrick. I thought that was The Rock, but it's the starfish instead.
Wait, like, actually, though?
Who has seen Norbit?
Ma'am.
How does she know she's pregnant, you know? Like, if she finds a black boyfriend, how does she know she's pregnant? That's what I want to know.
What?
Are you wearing bottoms?
Of course I'm wearing bottoms!
And how does it get to that point? You know, at what point of eating do you just finally realize, like, oh, this is getting kind of out of control? Imagine if heroin addicts, were on the cover of every magazine being like, oh, this is good. This is healthy. If you don't like this, you're a heroin phobe.
I'm the white Rasputia.
Okay, come on in.
What is Rasputia? I don't know what that is. Let's see. Rasputia. Wait, did I spell it right? Rasputia. Why would you, Norbit, huh? Why would you want to be this? I don't know what this is. Whatever, let's keep going.
Do you know the muffin top, the muffin top, the muffin top? Do you know the muffin top that lives on Koopa Lane?
You know, sometimes.
This chick's funny.
You know the muffin top that lives on Koopa Lane.
Dude, you know she thinks she's... Dude, she's got a bigger forehead than I do.
Muffin top, the muffin top. Do you know the muffin top that lives on Koopa Lane?
You know, sometimes you just gotta put your big girl pants on, tuck your shirt in. Who cares if you're...
Yeah, you can't put any other pants on.
Your fupa's showing. Fucking rock that shit. You know, sometimes you just gotta put your big girl pants on, tuck your shirt in. Who cares if your fupa's showing?
Dude, these videos just prove how much women need attention, you know? And like, as a straight guy, you don't really pay, like, being a non-attractive woman would be really hard, I'm not gonna lie, because as a guy, you only really pay attention to the attractive ones. And you never really think about what, like, these fucking things are going through. But it just shows they need attention, then they get it from each other, you know? They're like, men become incels and shoot up schools. These chicks get fat and make videos and call each other beautiful.
Fucking rock that shit.
Ha 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 ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! When does the Netflix special come out? Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha!
Yeah, it's interesting that you've just assumed that I eat bad food because
of my
size. No,
I'd love to know, because if you're really healthy, do you have any joint issues, or so you're completely...
I swim 2.5 kilometers a day. I walk, I exercise all the time. I am in a synchronized swimming team, and I really resent the fact that I have to actually justify my existence.
It's the beginning of the year, and if
I don't know, I have to actually justify in a synchronized swimming team, and I really resent the fact that I have to actually justify my existence.
It's the beginning of the year, and if I'm getting spammed with cleanse and detox content, I know you are. So this is your friendly reminder that they are completely unnecessary. Unless you have a medical issue, your body is fully capable of cleansing and detoxing itself. They are marketing gimmicks.
Oh, but God forbid a healthy person says, hey, you might not need a V-word, then they're going to get their shit nuked. But she can sit here and be like, your body doesn't need a health detox. Trust me. I weigh 400 pounds. I'm 4'2".
Thanks, and they foster unhealthy relationships with food. Do not waste your...
Now you go, look at this fucking fat... What's that serial killer? Ted Bundy look... Is it Ted Bundy? No, Jeffrey Dahmer. Look at this fucking Jeffrey Muncher here.
Your time. All of the benefits that you can get from a cleanse, you can get from actually just eating nutritious foods. Don't let anyone make you feel bad for not wanting to drink their nasty tea and shit your brains out for a week.
Well, she's kind of got a point there. But here's this, but she's about to rip the pole off. Oh! Damn, shout out whoever built that. What kind of hook they got in there? That must be like a titanium pole. Oh my god, what is she sitting on? And how? Oh! What is happening, dude? Dude, I'm hammered and this still isn't looking good. Oh my god, dude, that chick is built like a fucking... She's okay. Finally got the courage. Wow, I thought we saved that word for, like, soldiers.
You don't even have to be good.
It's fat phobic to say, wow, I made myself...
Nobody's scared of you, they're just grossed out.
Fatter, and then I took that filter off and I realized that, like, my body's not that bad. And a lot of people are excusing this as body dysmorphia, but we have to understand who's being hurt by this and who's being impacted by
this. Who cares?
So what you're doing is you're showing my body as your
before. You have a thick outer layer, you can't be hurt by anything.
Right,
I can shoot an arrow at you and you'd be fine.
And you're saying, oh, wow, I had to take a deep breath because thank God I don't look like that, right?
Yeah.
So that's continuing fat phobia, continuing anti-fatness. It's not fat people crying like, oh my God, look what happened. It's a true statement that that is fat phobic.
Don't care. Look at this chick. She's got the fucking... She's wearing a net that you put over your tent when you're in Africa so you don't get eaten by a mosquito. She stole that off a 4-person tent. She's going to the Christmas market. Ugh. Fucking Krampus. Lazy oaf dress. At least she doesn't have her rolls out. I respect that. I respect her. She's kind of cute for being a fat.
Whenever I first heard the term echolalia, I called my roommate and I was like, I just heard this term echolalia. And he goes, echolalia. And I was like,
of course you have a roommate.
Yeah, so that's it, actually.
Let's talk about the formerly.
What does echolalia mean? Echolalia. What does that mean? meaning repetition of words just spoken by another person. Huh? I don't get it. That doesn't matter. Who cares?
This term echolalia, and he goes, echolalia! And I was
echolalia.
Like, echolalia! Yeah, so that's it, actually.
Let's talk about the formerly fat character trope, aka the flashback fatty. Hi, my name is Abby, and I'm the host of the podcast More Than Tracy Turnblad. I'm a plus-size actor, and I happen to be doing my solo show about it on Wednesday.
At what point do you finally realize you're a plus-size something, you know?
Probably the most common examples of this trope are Fat Schmidt and Fat Monica from New Girl and Friends, respectively. And with both of these characters, we see their fat selves completely just treated as jokes, but also, like, bullied in horrifying ways. In fact, if an actual fat person were being bullied that much, I think, even in the 90s or whenever, I really think that it would be treated as a tragedy and not a sitcom. But since we know the character is in a fat suit, that's the humor, and we'll let anything slide. Both Fat Schmidt and Fat Monica
but you can't fit on a slide.
Obsessed and rarely think or talk about anything else. They're also portrayed as very dumb and very naive. And yeah, they are
younger
versions,
you do not believe in triple bypass.
But I don't think it's a coincidence. Something that I do think is probably true to life is that the older versions of Schmidt and Monica are defined very much in opposition to their former fat selves. And so they look at their past selves as like almost completely separate people who, if they're not careful, they might turn back into. So much
she talks as much as she eats.
Because the characters
shut
know
up.
That they just
shut
when
up.
They're thinking.
Shut up.
Even prior fat.
Go away.
Person. And obviously, the personal people.
Oh my god, eat a burger. Shut up. Wow.
This game.
I've never been so happy to meet a commercial.
You're not ready for it.
I'm to go to my brother's birthday lunch and rehearsal for the musical that I'm in. Hair is already done. Makeup's already done. Jewelry's on. It's just outfit time. So
damn, I would hate to be your downstairs neighbor.
Okay, so we're starting off with a bass.
Like, where do you even buy that?
A white tank top. I'm going to layer on a white t-shirt on top of that.
Oh, you're going to layer it for sure.
It's cold here in New England, and so...
But you don't get cold.
I have these really adorable knee / thigh high stockings.
Yeah, but your knees and thighs are the same thing.
And we'll see how it looks. So I'm going to do kind of an unboxing while we're throwing the t-shirt.
Yep.
These are from Snack Tights.
A triple X size box.
If you've never heard of them, I highly recommend them. Oh my God. So cute.
Here's a sale I got off a boat.
Hosiery company. So they make tights, opaque tights, fishnet tights.
She's not going to fit in those.
Tights. These are new.
Or is that just for one leg?
That I've seen, they are hand-knit stockings, and they're already folded over and threaded. The thing is threaded through them.
Wait, it is for one
this
leg.
This is the color Raspberry Pie. It's adorable.
Of course it's color pie.
I'm gonna open the window in just a minute so you guys can see the real color shine through.
Oh, thank you.
But I'm going to get these on.
Yeah, you try that. Okay. She's probably got to take a breather after that.
Stockings are on.
Oh my God, those are stockings?
This is gonna be mostly the look. I'm gonna throw on a sweater. Okay, so I've added
you could fit like a whole like normal girl in there.
It picks up some of the paisley pattern.
Oh.
The t-shirt I liked, it just was a little too low, so I just tied it.
Yikes. Damn, that's crazy. Well, that's the podcast for this week. We made fun of some fat people. We saw some stuff, and that is what it is. tell a friend about the pod. Please, please subscribe. Go follow me on the YouTubes. Follow me on Instagram at Real Name Rodney. Get my book, The Petty Principles, and I will see y'all later. Deuces. Yeah.